Well, happy 2024, darlings. This is my first podcast of the year, and I am so excited. I mean, look, I really, really wanted to come in last week in this perfect timing of the Capricorn new moon and get into your ears. However, it was the dark moon, and I was just really in my own space after Christmas and being away and, really filling my cup with Fiji goodness. But I just needed that space, just to create and vision. And hopefully for you too, once we had that pop of the new moon in Capricorn on the 11th, there was just this sense of new vitality and new energy. Like the year, the Gregorian year, not the actual year, the Gregorian year, January through December, could really kick off. So I hope that you felt that because, of course, we've really entered a brand new year in a 9 month. And, I prepped you all for this with all of my podcasts last year and in any of my posts that you've been reading. Because of course, I was still posting on Instagram for the new moon and full moons and things like that over my time away. Because you need to know all the things, darlings, and that's what I get super excited about is sharing. So I shared something saying that if January and 2024 isn't feeling like it's kicked off and all pistons are firing and you're still feeling sluggish or low energy or no direction or no motivation, especially those that sort of first 11 days of January, the moon was waning. We were in this sense of purge and release. And like I said, January is a 9 month and the nine is the letting go. And I don't know about you. I did share some of this stuff on my socials and things, but Christmas and Boxing Day were intense days. We had some squares going on with Chiron, and there was some wounds being triggered. And look, Pluto's been at 29 degrees. He's at the anaretic degree. He's busting to get into that new sign, but we're really feeling the enormity. Again, have you checked out my post on Instagram and on Facebook? I talk all about this 29 degrees of Pluto and the sun making the, having we're about the sun is reaching Pluto as we speak, only 2 degrees away, and we're feeling that very big, deep buildup on a subterranean level, sort of like the shadows of Stranger Things. It's lurking, it's there, we feel it. But over that Christmas New Year period, there was a lot of things that were being triggered with Chiron and this Pluto at 29 degrees. And I sort of spoke into if you do have those late degree, especially 27, 28, 29 degrees of cardinal signs, especially if it's like the inner planets, Mars or Mercury or your Sun or Moon or Venus. Pluto has been really annihilating or, reconfigurating everything to do with that planet. Now, it's not over yet. September through November, of course, Pluto just needs to give that last. So it's sort of just like that final hurrah, at the 29th degree of Capricorn. Because what we are really closing out is a 15-year journey. Pluto is generational, so he takes a very long time to move through signs. And as he moves through Aquarius and Pisces and Aries, he's actually getting longer and longer and longer in his journey. So Pluto in Scorpio moves very quickly. Thank the Lord for that. We don't need Pluto in Scorpio for 20 motherfucking years. But we have had Pluto in Capricorn for 15. Now we're about to have Pluto in Aquarius for 20. But let's just back up a little bit. Okay, so we're in January. It's still a 9 month. Right to the end. February is our 1 month. Things again will energetically shift come February. And especially once we reach that solar and lunar Chinese New Year. Okay, we're going to move and fly into the year of the dragon, which I am so excited about. I am so excited about this year of the dragon. It's holding so much magic. So until February, we are still in this element of purging. Releasing, letting go, clearing up old debris from 2020, 2021, 22, 23. Now, look, Some people have gone through tremendous things and numerously tremendous traumatic things from 2020 through to 2024. And as I've been prepping you all, and especially if you got my 2024 kit, you will have had months of access to actually work with her and understand the very different offering that we get in 2024. Maybe you can already feel it. Look, I know that January is this 9 month. We entered with the waning moon, which is the purging, releasing moon. We entered with Mercury retrograde. We entered with Uranus retrograde. Mercury did station direct on the 2nd of January. So, we quickly, and we're not getting out of his shadow yet. We're nearly out of his shadow. And Uranus is still retrograde as well. So we're going to have this sort of real clearing, green light, free, momentous couple of months whilst all the planets in the sky are direct. So you can shout a little bit of hallelujah for that. And it's a little bit of a catch 22 with all planets direct, because the momentum and the movement is quite, high speed. There's no time for integration slowing down. That it just keeps moving and going and going and going. Whereas that's the whole reason we have retrogrades, is for us to integrate, embody, activate, reset, rewire. Yeah. So there is, the freight train's coming. The freight train's fucking coming, right? Like it is. It's building, and maybe you're feeling that. I know many people who just are not sleeping at the moment, and it's not from lack of, or too much coffee, or not enough this, or not enough that. It's literally because there's this rumbling. You can feel the tremors in the ethers. You can feel it deep in your psyche. We're walking this tightrope between two worlds. We're walking into the Eye of Mordor, and we've got to take risks and have courage when we actually access what is beyond the veil, what is beyond what we have known for so long. Remember, we're going from Pluto in Capricorn for 15 years. Capricorn, tangible, material, earth, it's cardinal earth. It's very, very solid. You watch those mountain goat, they can find their feet on any mountain. Rarely do they stumble. I mean, they're hilarious. Like, I love just watching mountain goat. Like, they're just like on the tiniest little fucking ledge. I'm just like, mate, like, I'm a bull. I'm a Taurus bull. And whilst we might be steady on our feet, we don't certainly don't have fucking mountain hooves that we can just bound up mountains. And I mean, I've experienced this because I have climbed a couple of mountains, very small mountains. I'm not a goat. I am a bull. We like flat surfaces where we can just eat the motherfucking grass, right? Like, that's what a Taurus needs and wants and desires. But the Capricorn, it's the goat. It needs the next ledge. It needs the top of the fucking mountain. And as you know, my husband's a Capricorn and I'm a Taurus. And so he just like is so good on his feet. Like, I just can't get over how good he is on his feet. And I'm like slow, plodding. I'm like, holding on to shit like I'm gonna fall. It's hilarious. Like, you don't see bulls, climbing these mountains very often. We're too heavy, for fuck's sake. Like, we like food too much, so we like to just stay on flat surface. But these mountain goats can get themselves into nooks and crannies, and they are good on their feet, right? So we are moving from a very earthy, material, grounded, realistic, pragmatic Pluto in Capricorn to this fucking new technology, AI, fixed air. It's mental, it's cerebral. I've been talking about airborne diseases well before 2020, because, people were, once 2020 hit and it was the whole pandemic, we're moving into the air element. This is what's happening. We've had the Pluto, the Saturn Jupiter conjunction at 0 0 degrees of Aquarius. Now Jupiter and Saturn will only ever conjunct in air signs for the next 200 years. So we have this very big air. We're moving into the age of air, right? So Pluto moving into Aquarius, Uranus will eventually move into Gemini. I mean, this is fucking wild shit. Neptune and Saturn, they're both going to move into Aries as well. So we're going to have this fire and air, Very, very different to the water and earth that we've been living with. So water and earth are divinely feminine. You know, they're grounded, they're intuitive. We're moving into yang. We are moving into this yang dominant astrological era. So for Pluto to go from this very, earthy sign of Capricorn to this very airy sign of Aquarius, the shift is going to be palpable. Now, of course, we got like a little bit of a preview for that in 2023 from March to June, where Pluto got to 0 0 degrees. That was it. So we've seen, the guy who fucking invented AI or some shit, like he stepped away. He said, this is dangerous. You know, maybe like me, you listened to a shit ton of podcasts last year about AI. We're seeing it everywhere. The prediction is within 18 months, nothing you see online will be real. Nothing. So we're going back to old days where things need to be sourced and cited through valuable resources and through, reputable people for things to be real. Even on an American level, not that I really follow America or American politics, but I know that I'm pretty sure that this year's an election. I mean, I think they're all saying Trump's going to get back in, whatever, but they're saying that this might be the final, election where things aren't. I mean, I'm sure they're all rigged. Look, of course, I don't trust the government, but, like, also there's just this element of, what we see online from Trump saying something might not even be real. Like, this is where we're going here. We're going to be having humans that you think are real, which are real in real life, presenting things online and people buying into that. So we are about to enter the age of misinformation. And as I was saying with the whole airborne stuff, moving into the era of air, like when everyone was carrying on about masks and fucking, all the COVID shit, I'm like, this is like the very beginning. Like, this is the beginning. People are not even going to want to go out. This next 20 years, airborne diseases like will be rife. Like, we are going to see things we have never seen before. This is the next generation. This is the next Pluto in Aquarius is our next 20 years. So however old you are right now, add 20 to it, because that is what we are going to be unpacking and exploring and traversing for 20 years. I'm going to be in my 60s. It's going to be a very interesting time on many levels, like very geniusy, innovative, inventive, but also, there's shadow to everything, right? So this year, Pluto moves into Aquarius, but for most of the year, yeah? So we're getting him move all the way to 2 degrees of Aquarius, which we have never seen in our lifetime. And then he retrogrades back, and he just hits that 29 degrees of Capricorn one more time. It's like, is this the cherry on the motherfucking cake, or is this the fucking kick up the ass? Like, what the heck? Like, it's just not over until it's over. It really isn't over until it's over. This has been a huge dance, yeah. So I just want to, speak into A, like, if you haven't been feeling the new year, and even if the crap Capricorn, yeah, well, that's a little bit of a new one, Capricorn. Even if the new Capricorn moon didn't light some fire within you and sort of get you going, because it's still been a little bit like, cruisy and stuff, but this week we're having this build-up of the sun hit Pluto and Capricorn, and they are both crossing this anaretic degree threshold together. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but I just want to say, if you're not feeling it yet, it's okay. Like, this isn't a time to be pushing and forcing things. I'm not even officially solidly back at work again until next week. I've done a few things here and there. I, update my horoscopes, but I've been just really slowly and deliberately navigating my way through this year. And that's why last week, whilst my heart was in wanting to jump on with the first new moon of the year and come and talk to you and be here with you and set you up, I had to actually take time for myself to do my own visioning, to do my own, I'm like unpacking all of my astrology of the year, because I spend, so much time doing that for everyone else, and I needed to anchor into my visions and what's unfolding for me this year. And I'm really glad that I did that now. It's been really rich and delicious. And again, if you're like me, you're feeling this collective eight, and it feels so different than what we've had. Now, remember, 2020 was a 4 and 2024 is an 8. And so there's going to be these really interesting connections between 2020 and 2024. And if you're like me, I'm super pumped about that because I loved 2020. 2020 was an incredible year. For me personally, 2021, 2022, they were really edgy. Saturn was in fucking Aquarius. That was a motherfucker. And not going to lie about that. Those squares to my Taurus stellium, Saturn takes no prisoners. If you are a mutable sign, you know, you're having your Saturn, you know, you're having your Saturn rite of passage now. Maybe you're having a Saturn return. If you've got Saturn in Pisces, maybe you're a Gemini, a Virgo, or a Sag, or a Pisces, of course. Saturn is having his way with you. This is a time of karmic learnings, karmic reckonings. And Saturn makes his squares, makes his oppositions or his conjunctions to any of these mutable, you know, if you've got any planets in mutable signs. And there is lessons there. And look, to be honest, I think I've said this before, Saturn in a mutable sign is a fucking hell of a lot easier to traverse than Saturn in a fixed sign. Saturn in a fixed sign is fucking very difficult. Like, and hands up, anyone, you know, maybe you've got Saturn in Aquarius, maybe you've got Saturn in a fixed sign. I mean, we just have to look at the, you know, Saturn in Leo. I mean, holy shit, that is, you know, intense. Saturn in Taurus, you know. I love Saturn in a fire sign. I think Saturn in a fire sign is good. However, I know that Saturn coming into Aries is in his detriment because he's exalted in Libra. And yes, Saturn in Libra is really profound. And I don't care that Aquarius, you know, that Saturn, you know, traditionally rules Aquarius, that can go get fucked. Saturn loves to be in Capricorn. Saturn hates to be in Aquarius. And I don't care what book you put in front of me saying that it's the traditional rulership. I'm not saying that it's not. It absolutely is. But it's a really shit 2.5 years that we are fucking blessed that we do not have to go through for another 30 years, right? So, you know, Saturn is giving us those lessons. And again, you know, your 2020 through 2023 may look very different, and it will because of your own chart, your own transits, and all the things that were happening for you. But this 2024, like I said, hopefully you're feeling the energy of this 8. I mean, it feels incredible. Even if you're still going slow and deliberate, even if you're still a little bit in relax mode, and even if you're at work but not really engaged and it's just not happening, like, it's okay. Even if you feel like you haven't got your mojo back, and usually by this point in the year, you do have your mojo back, it's okay. Relax. Like, I really want to give you permission to relax. February, you know, is a 1 month. So we're really going to feel those beginnings. And again, you know, the end of we're like I said in my post, we're actually at the final quarter of the astrological year, right? Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. That is the final few months of the astrological year. You know, and it's not until we hit 00 Aries that we have a new turn of the zodiac wheel. That is when, you know, most astrologers, you know, that's how we, you know, run our lives. But there is place for the Gregorian calendar because it's a numerology year. You know, from January through to December, we're in a collective 8 year or 9 or whatever that's going to be. But this collective 8 year is really offering a place of, and a space of solace, of reset, of anchoring. An 8 is a steady energy. An 8 is a solid energy. There's something magical about it. And again, hopefully you're feeling all of that, because I know I certainly am. It's feeling pretty delicious. But I don't want to discount that January is a month that is ruled by the number 9. So, you know, there could be this energy where you are still in a way just clearing up and tidying up, maybe, you know, consolidating from what has happened last year. You know, lots of life admin, lots of purging, lots of cleaning the house. Maybe you're cleaning walls, windows, blinds, you know, cleaning your closet out, doing a big deep clean. You know, maybe that's the energy that you've had, especially since that Capricorn new moon on the 11th. Now, you know, we are building in this waxing moon to have our first full moon of the year, which happens on the 26th. And that is coming up next week in Leo. But let's sort of just unpack a little bit of this Pluto stuff, because and this next week as we traverse 2024 together, darlings. And we you know, we're nearly at the end of January. Like I said, this week there is an undertone, a very karmic Lord of the Underworld howl. You know, you can feel the howl in your bones. And like I shared, you know, a lot of people aren't sleeping very well. And again, there's no specific reason. There's just something that's maybe it's unsettling and you don't even know. Maybe it's something that's unconscious and it's not scary. It's just there. And this is the build of the sun going to hit Pluto in Capricorn for the final time ever in Capricorn in our lives. The next time the sun hits Pluto, it will be next year in Aquarius. So this is it. So for the past 15 years, we've had the sun hitting Pluto every year. This is an every year thing, you know, but in Capricorn. And so this is the final one. So this really is the invitation of the end. You know, this is at the beginning. Welcome to the end. Welcome to the beginning. You know, everything's here, everything's everywhere. Welcome to the future, right? Like, welcome to the future. Now, you know, something that you yourself can do is check out that Capricorn house, you know, 0 degrees Capricorn to 29 degrees Capricorn. It may go over two houses, that's okay. But Capricorn is going to rule one house, okay? So you might have a Capricorn rising, Capricorn on your midheaven, Capricorn on your descendant or IC. So, you know, maybe Capricorn is one of your angles. You know, and what you want to look at is what has sort of some of the questions that I've got here is what has crumbled, what has been rebirthed, what has been excavated, what has been revealed to you? Because what Pluto does is he moves through a house very slowly, 15 years, you know, 14 years. You know, this next one, your Aquarius house is going to have Pluto in it for 20 years, remember? And what he's doing is pretty much crumbling everything to rebuild it. Okay, so if you just think of like a demolition, just think that you're like la la la, like that theme of your life, whether it's the first house, seventh house, you know, 11th house, or fifth house, whatever house Capricorn rules for you in your chart, there has been a demolition, but there has always been a great rebuild. There has also been a great real rebuild, a great rebirth of that. Maybe there has been death. Maybe there has been, you know, trauma. Maybe there has been revelations, maybe there has been volcanic anger, whatever it is, Pluto excavates. So if you are a Libra rising like me, you know, we have had Pluto excavate the base of our chart. This is the root system of our entire lives, which is our home, our family, our soul, our childhood, our ancestors, our DNA, our land. Now, not everyone gets this rite of passage. Okay, not everyone will have transit Pluto move through their fourth house. Some of you may never, ever, ever, ever get that in your entire life. But if you are a Libra rising, we have just gone through that. Scorpio risings, we're handing that baton over, darlings. And I'm thinking about doing maybe like a little live class, just to sort of prep, just to prep you, Scorpio risings, for what's to come. Us Libra risings have just been through this with Capricorn ruling the base of our chart, our IC. And, you know, for me, it's been massive on many levels, from my house flooding to rebuilds to my father dying to literally having no family at all, bar obviously my husband and children. But you know, losing all family, you know, all family connection, all those sorts of things, and doing a lot of deep psychological work, inner child work, all this stuff, right? Like it has been exponential. It has been an inner renovation. And this is some things that, of course, it's all going to happen very differently for everyone depending on their circumstances, but this is fourth house stuff, you know, and Pluto gives us our own rites of passage. He will move through an area in our life and he will totally demolish it to rebuild it. And this is a full Phoenix moment. And, you know, we're very, very close to this being the complete Phoenix moment. Last year in 2023, Pluto only got to that 0 degrees and he was just in Aquarius from March to June. Okay. So he spent most of his time, you know, hovering around these final degrees of Capricorn. Now, the tarot card for Capricorn is the devil. So we have had to dance with the devil, our own devils. We've had to face our own inner monsters. We've had to face monsters in our society. It's been pretty huge. The tarot card that represents Aquarius is the star. Okay, so this is something that feels, even when you say it, and not that I'm adverse to the devil. I mean, we all have a monster within us And, you know, for those who think they do, their monsters are a lot scarier than those who can face their monsters, integrate their shadow, and work with it as the Jungian way of being whole and not separate from the shadow. So the star is much more elevated, right? The star feels good. And actually, this first deacon of Aquarius is a Venus ruled deacon. So look, this is quite nice. You know, we're going from the devil, which, you know, isn't bad in all, you know, in all honesty. It's not bad. There's no such thing as bad or good. But moving to that star. Now, really, you know, your Aquarius house now, so the themes of the Aquarius house, like I said, Scorpio rising, we're handing that baton over to you, darlings. Now that's those areas of your life are going to go through the Pluto cycle of destruction and excavation and clearing and rebirth and discovery and obsession and power and passion and truth. You know, these are the things that Pluto will bring to that house. And right now, you know, I'm speaking to you on what's the day? It's Thursday. It's Thursday, the what, 18th of January, I think. I don't even know. Yeah, I think it's like the 18th, 19th, 23rd. Yeah, I think it's the 18th. You know, and what we are moving through is this portal this week, where the sun meets Pluto at 29, the karmic crisis degree. It's the end. And they hold hands and they move from one karmic degree to the next karmic degree, which is the 0-0 point, the ground 0 point, the, you know, the baseline of Aquarius together. This is monumental. You know, this is quite, and you will be seeing it sort of all over socials and everything like that, of course, because this is a really huge moment in time for us. This is a huge deal. They are crossing the threshold together. So, just with the dates and times, I just wanted to give you that the sun will be moving into Aquarius on the 21st of January at around, you know, just after midnight, 12:07 a.m. Remember, this is all Queensland time, Australian Eastern Standard Time. And then Pluto moves into the 0-0 point at 10:51 p.m. on the 21st. So nearly 12 hours later, so like 10 hours later. So, you know, this is the 20th and the 21st are pretty they're pretty big days. Like they're days of power, control. Perhaps we might see some very interesting things out in the world. You know, I'm not sure, we can never be sure, but you know, there's some big stuff going on. And because Pluto will stay in Aquarius for most of this year, which is very different to 2023, we're going to be seeing some huge transformational shifts of power and control, and you know, all of the things that Aquarius will we will be dealing with. It's really the preview for the next 20 years. So I want to speak to those of you with 0, 1, or 2 degree, maybe 3 degrees, that would be it, of fixed signs. So if you have, and fixed planets in fixed signs. So if you have anything in Taurus, Taurus or Scorpio, Pluto is going to square those. So that's an internal struggle. That's an internal coming up against your own edges where work needs to be done. Inner work. Yeah, this isn't the, oh, that person over there or the environment or external things. This is all inner work where you have to face your own self. So for all of you Pluto in Scorpio generation, you are about to go through your Pluto square, which is a part of the midlife crisis slash catharsis spiritual emergency transits, which we all go through at some point. But very interestingly, like our children will not be having their Pluto square when usually it's late 30s, but for some of these Pluto in Scorpio generation, it'll actually be into their 40s. But for like my youngest daughter, we looked at her chart, and because Pluto is now taking, you know, spending longer and longer in each sign, I think he spends the longest since like Taurus, I think, before he starts sort of, you know, before his orbit starts coming, like slowing, like what am I trying to say? This is all the astronomy. Before the years start decreasing, so they increase before they decrease because of his orbit to the Earth. Yeah, ultimately, you know, midlife, you know, usually is what, late 30s to early 40s. That's what, you know, Brené Brown talks about the universe shaking you by the shoulders and saying it's time to wake up. Actually, it's all astrology. Yes, it's the universe, but it's all astrology. It is your midlife transits. And this is a masterclass I will be holding this year to help you understand and pinpoint exactly what these transits are in this spiritual emergency and in this time of what I call midlife catharsis. Crisis is a word that, you know, doesn't have to be used, but in catharsis, there can be some deep healing and revealing. But for this younger generation, they're not having what we say is this Pluto square midlife until like they're 60. So is that going to be the new midlife because people are living until they're 120 because of AI and chips in the brain? And we don't know, but it's pretty intense to see that midlife thus far has shown us these transits, late 30s to early 40s, and slowly, progressively now people will be having them 40s, 45, 50, and so on to then 60s, like for just, you know, my daughter's 13. So this is going to be like is this the new midlife? And this is all the, you know, the things that are going to be shifting and changing with this Pluto in Aquarius. And I mean, and then Pluto in Pisces after that, holy motherfucking shitballs, like seriously, let's just look at Pluto, at Neptune, who's in Pisces, and Saturn, who's in Pisces. I mean, they're there all of this year. And then they go in and out over 2025 and 2026 before the full ingress into Aries. So, you know, this is, Pisces is the very end. It is the death portal. It is the birth canal. It is the darkness before the dawn of 00 Aries. Hence why, you know, this last part, January, February, and March, you know, can feel somewhat uncomfortable for some people because it is, you know, the eye of the needle when it comes to the astrological year. You know, we are passing through those signs that take us right to the end point and then to that new zero point of 00 Aries, which is always, of course, on the spring, spring in the northern hemisphere, or autumn down here in the southern hemisphere, the equinox, yeah? So really, really, you know, oh my God, I'm going on like a gazillion tangents because obviously I've got so much that I want to share and I'm just super pumped. But, you know, obviously, you know, there is, you know, it's a big time. It is a big time. Like, let's just say that your Aquarius house is about to go through the rebirth. Pluto and Scorpio generations are about to go through their square, okay, their first Pluto square. Pluto needs to be very close before it's really felt. You know, some people are like, oh, the moon's 6 degrees away, I can feel it. Yep, that makes sense. They're the luminaries. They're much more fluid. They're in our psyche, like in our sensory psyche that we're actually dealing with every single day. Transpersonal planets are a whole different story. Yes, no matter, you know, you can be the most psychic, intuitive person ever. And yes, you can still feel certain things. But like my closest degree that a square is going to happen is 10 degrees. So just because Pluto gets to 2 degrees of Aquarius this year, I will not say he is squaring my Mars until he is at around 8 degrees. So you really are staying very, very close. So only look at planets that are at 0 degrees, 1, 2, and 3 degrees. Okay, so that is the hot spot of the year, darlings. Okay, so that is 0 to 3 degrees in Taurus. Scorpio, you're getting the Pluto square. Leo, you're getting your Pluto opposition. You're getting Pluto opposition. So all of you Leo suns out there, you guys are about to go through something very cataclysmically big. An opposition is literally exactly what it sounds like. It's an opposition. So this is something external outside of yourself that can force change upon you. If you're not making the changes, it's, you know, power struggles. There's some big things here. You know, it can be intense. Like I said, a square is something that you've got to internally work on, but an opposition is something that's sort of, you know, it can be a relationship, it can be a job, it can be society, it can be, you know, it's something that's sort of revealing something to you. So especially if you're a Leo sun, born in that July, when the sun moves into Leo. So sort of that like 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th of July, you guys are going to be having a very big year. Anyone with planets from 0 to 3 degrees of fixed signs is going to be having a very big year because Pluto is just banging out and hovering all over that. Obviously, if you are an Aquarius or if you've got planets at Aquarius from 0 to 4 degrees, or 0 to 3 degrees, sorry, this is also big for you, okay? Because Pluto now comes in. And this is, this is a full Phoenix moment. And Pluto isn't love and light, it's time to party, this is amazing. And I'm not saying that transformation isn't great. But there's not too many people who have Pluto hit their sun that go, that was the most amazing time of my life. And people that are saying that, because there are people saying that, unfortunately, we need to meet Pluto with honesty and reverence and truth and accept an acceptance of what he reveals to us. This is a true decaying and breaking down of collectively old everything, and building up this, this is Pluto and Aquarius is utopian, it's dystopian, it's allu it's again the misinformation and the illusion around what we're seeing and being spoon-fed. And totally that phrase that I've always used with Pluto is, we all eat lies when we're hungry. Like this is a time of interesting perspectives and exposure around truth. And of course, if you have your sun in Aquarius, the breakdown and rebirth is a part of the transformation. So yes, it's bold, it's courageous, and of course, transformation's exciting. But go in with openness and reverence and respect for what happens. If you're, blindfolded and have no self-awareness, not too much might change. It might, but you might not be aware of it. But when you've got true self-awareness and you're working with astrology and you understand the planets, not just go, yay, this is just the best, and because you're sort of delusional, you can really get the best out of these transits. Yes, there's transits when I'm giving readings and stuff, I'm like, there's no sugarcoating this shit. Like there's just no sugarcoating it. Yes, some astrologers are like, this is the most exciting time of your life. Pluto on your sun can take you to the underworld for fucking years. Okay, like this can be an incredibly powerful time of, especially if you are self-aware, because you can really work with these energies. But to umbrella all of these things as white, fluffy unicorn magic is fucking psychotic. Okay, like, and I'm not sugarcoating this shit. I mean, look, I'm not someone, I would rather the truth. I don't eat lies. That's the biggest thing. I don't eat lies because I'm not fucking hungry. I'm not thirsty. I'm not hungry. I want the truth and I want it hard, right? Like, hard and fast is where it's at for me. That's what I want. I don't want wind being blown up my ass. Is there a space for softness? Yes. The unfolding of the rose is here. The unfolding of the lotus is here. And to dip into that softness is to be in reverence of life. Absolutely. But at the same time, being delusional and wearing rose-colored glasses, you're not going to, well, I mean, maybe, I mean, me and Joel always talk about this. Maybe living a life like that is easier. Not sure. Not a life that I can live. But you get my point. You get my point. These are big times. So they're the degrees I want you to pay attention to in your own chart. Like if you've got angles at those degrees as well, of course, if your ascendant is like a 2 degrees Aquarius, you're about to go through a life transformation. Like it's huge, it's massive. I know many people with Capricorn risings who have just had, some of the biggest rebirths from, divorce, then reconnecting, from, moving through a lot of stuff. Okay, like their whole world had to crumble to be rebirthed, and it is built on a much better foundation now that they've been through that. So that's amazing, you know. So your ascendant is setting up your entire chart, your entire life. You know, if you've a Scorpio rising, you know, Aquarius is going to be your IC, the base of your chart, or everything to do with roots, home, family, security, your soul, retrieval, shamanic dismembering, like all of those things, your DNA, the land, ancestors, you know, childhood, that is what's going to be excavated. That is the work that needs to be done. You know, this is not a time of human bypassing. This is not a time to pretend. This is a time to, you know, but again, with all the misinformation and all of the things that are going to be happening, for those who don't have a steady anchor and pillar of who they are, they're going to get lost in the dystopia. It's going to be very, very hard for them to know who they are in a world who's telling them this, that, and the other. They're just going to, you know, float along. And like I said, you know, that is for some people's journey here. We cannot judge. You know, this isn't a level of hierarchy here. This is just some people sign up to those sorts of contracts in this lifetime. You know, that's just what they do, you know, like that. And that's cool. Other people don't sign up to those contracts. They sign up to fucking soul initiation contracts where they can't run from the truth and they face the truth, you know. So it's, there's, you know, very, very, very different contracts everywhere. But I think that a lot is going to be exposed over the next few years. And, you know, like I've shared and hopefully been prepping you for, and that you are sort of aware of, is that 2024 is a real reprieve year. And that's even with Pluto in Aquarius, because we are sort of getting the breath of fresh air, okay? Like, I want to say that this is also like a release. And if you've got planets in the early signs of air signs, so Libra, 0 to 3 degrees, or Gemini, 0 to 3 degrees, Pluto's going to be making fucking banging trines to those. And that's where I'm at. So I'm getting these beautiful trines before I get a fuck ton of squares like that will come in the next, you know, 10 years, right? So I'm prepared and aware of all of it. And so, you know, if you've got these, you know, 0 to 3 degree air sign planets, those planets become a fucking portal of success for you this year. Trust me here. You want to understand those trines, because this is like once in a lifetime, and you will get to revisit that over 2025, 2026 and things, because Pluto moves very, very slow. He often only moves 2 degrees a year. So he only gets to a point, then he retrogrades back. And then the next year he gets a little bit further and then he retrogrades back. So it's slow. It's a real slow, slow burn with Pluto. That's why if you've got something at 4 degrees, I'm like, don't even go there. You know, it's not even happening. He only gets to 2 degrees this year. So this is where knowing astrology and understanding the implications of especially these transpersonal planets can really help you. It can hinder you if you're not getting the right information, but it can really help you on your transpersonal journey of self-discovery and of evolution. Like, this is a very evolving time for us. So I want to say the excitement of Pluto moving into Aquarius is that it's a breath of fresh air. We will get insight. We're being primed and lubed up for what will be coming for 20 years. Pay attention to the planets that are being activated. Pay attention to the house that Aquarius rules. But don't forget to give reflection and a deep bow to that Capricorn house. Really look at what's transpired for you since 2008. And remember, from September to November, we still have Pluto back into that 29 degrees of Capricorn. So if you do have, you know, your sun at 28, 29 degrees of Cancer, or, you know, or your moon, or you've got planets in those cardinal Libra, Aries, Capricorn, or Cancer, that sort of 27, 28, 29, there's sort of one more hit, but especially 29, I would say really 29, you know, even a couple of degrees before that, you're sort of like, okay, you've done quite a lot of that work. You're coming out the other side now. Okay. I haven't even had a drink this entire time. It shows you how, and that was 43, 43. So I am going to have a drink. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, so here we are. Here we are, 2024. The Pluto Kazemi is coming up. So this Kazemi this week on both the 20th and the 21st, because we'll have the Kazemi at 29 degrees of Capricorn and 0 degrees of Aquarius. I'm going to read these symbols out for you with the degrees, just so you can feel the symbolic nature of these two degrees that we're, you know, going over, over the course of the 20th and 21st of January. You know, like I said, this is a big weekend that's coming up and we're feeling it now. If you aren't sleeping, surrender. You know, if you are just awake and your body's awake, you know, just be with it, you know, just relax into this. Fighting everything at this point is, you know, the resistance, and resistance is futile at this stage. Yeah. Like, this is around a deep surrendering, especially as we close out January, which is obviously a 9 month, you know, this is around the great surrender. Yeah. So this, you know, really interesting with this Kazemi too, of course, you know, when a planet is in the heart of the sun, you know, it's like the king giving information. So pay attention on the 20th and 21st. You know, I want to say pay strong attention to any messages that land for you. Yeah, that's just what I want to say about that. Venus also moves into Capricorn on the 23rd. So that's coming up this week, in this week that I sort of, you know, I'll be back next week and I'll prep you for that Leo full moon, our first full moon of 2024. But yeah, you know, this Capricorn area, I love that Venus is moving in, you know, just as Pluto's moved out. It's sort of like the healing balm. It's like you can receive some of her blessings now. Can you see the good that has come out of Pluto moving through your Capricorn house? Like, this could be a time of, again, really receiving these Venusian, not just her blessings, but her information, her messages to you. And really, it's a softness, you know. I feel like this couldn't be more perfectly timed that Pluto moves out of Capricorn and Venus moves in. You know, she's offering up some wisdom, some insight. And of course, you know, this is very, you know, Venus is our body, it's our desires, it's our relationships. You know, what is your relationship to the theme, which is the house, that Pluto has just been rebirthing and excavating? Like, what has been reconstructed for you? Are you recalibrating this year? And can you sit with that with Venus? Can you hold up your Hathorian mirror? You know, Venus is the symbol of the mirror. Can you hold that and look into your own eyes and into your own soul? I mean, I think this is very, you know, very powerful if you've got a Capricorn 12th, 8th or 4th house, because these were very deep waters for Pluto to move through. That terrain takes you to the core of Mother Nature, or to the depths of the deepest ocean that you can ever even, you know, dive into. Fourth, on a level of that, it is the root system of your entire chart. So like I said, you know, I'm fucking bowing down to my fellow Libra risings. We did it, we made it, and fuck me, you know, now we can build our empire. Like, let's just be honest, you know, to have, you know, a Capricorn fourth house, and have gone through such a time with Pluto in Capricorn, especially because we not only had Pluto moving in Capricorn, we had the South Node in Capricorn, we had the Saturn, we had Saturn in Capricorn, we had Jupiter in Capricorn, we had all of that shit going on in 2020 in our fourth house of that destabilization and really that resurrection. So whilst, yes, you know, Pluto has, you know, gone through Sagittarius, and that would be some other people's fourth house, it was a very, very different set of astrological transits at that point. So the Capricorn fourth house, Libra rising transits, you guys, we have upheld something that's pretty unique and remarkable to have Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and the South Node all moving through that fourth house at the exact same time, to have that great conjunction that we haven't seen for 500 years. You know, like, it's been pretty fucking big, and we're coming out fucking rebirth. Like, we, you know, this is a rebirth beyond rebirth, right? So go back and reflect, you know, reflect on on what has happened for you in that Capricorn house. Use Venus's healing balm to soothe, to soften, and to sweeten the taste of what's ahead for you, darlings. Look, this is, you know, the 21st is a very interesting day, obviously, because the Sun and Pluto both move into that 00 degrees of Aquarius, that new point. But also Mercury moves out of his shadow. So, you know, that's a really interesting sort of theme as well. So I'm going to love you and leave you with the degree that we've been working with. And again, if you have my 2024 kit, I have added these degrees into this year, the Chandra symbols, because I wanted you to really have access and to be able to read and see these degrees, for you to unpack the symbology, and the lessons in these degrees that we've been traversing. Because remember, I'm going to read the 29th degree of Capricorn, which we have been on for a long time, the anaretic degree. And then I'm going to read 00, which is 1 degree of Aquarius, because you always read the degree after. And we had that from March to June of 2023. So, you know, these 2 degrees are really signature degrees of last year and this year. Yeah. So let's read the final degree of Capricorn. Blue morning glories. That's so weird because I'm like literally, I'm just about to order morning glory. Okay. Yeah. I'm just about to order this fucking flower essence today. Oh my God. Okay. That's so weird. Sorry. That was just a little moment. Blue morning glories growing up a tall trellis. So this is the end. This is what we've been working with this 29th degree of Capricorn, Pluto. Heightened ability to bring the greater self into action. The towering presence of the one who knows, informing each moment. A huge and formidable destiny, dedication, to bring all of yourself through into this world. A steadfast, adamant quality of soul. The prenatal resolve to work out all remaining karmas and be free. Intensive focus upon soul evolution. Purpose, will. You'll have something to grow into throughout your life. Ancient ways, unfallen heights, seeing through. Staggered by what you have taken on, ripening on the vine, under massive pressure from within. The path and journey of ascension with the body honoured and the world renewed. Awakening and tapping the source of endeavours, projects and tasks requires top level clearance and the truest endowment of inward faculties to see them through and light up the world. I mean, some of those sentences alone, you know, soul evolution, resolve to work out remaining karmas and be free. I mean, the 29th degree is the nth degree. The 29th degree of Pisces is the nth degree of the entire zodiac. But, you know, having Pluto at 29 degrees for so long and so many times over these past 18 months of Capricorn, we've really had to lean right into all of that. And so wherever 29 degrees of Capricorn is in your chart, whether there's a planet there or not, it doesn't matter. It will be in a house and in a zone, which is where Pluto is finishing up. I mean, these are the things, you know, that soul evolution, that tying up of karma, you know, ancient ways, formidable destiny. I mean, it's a powerful, powerful time and a powerful degree. Yeah. Okay, so then we have the first degree of Aquarius, which is 00 Aquarius, a two-headed calf. Taking a good look at things with an eager eye brings you right into the middle of the dilemma of polarities. As you stand there faced with the different sides, you are impartial. Neither side pulls you more sharply than the other. Immense opportunity, huge challenge. You have vital potential for brilliant synthesis, but a subtle temptation to think too long. A schooling in alchemy in every moment. Do you find what is ready to emerge, or do you think about it? Progressive evolution draws you through your mistakes into all that can be. So, I mean, some powerful, powerful messages in those symbols that we're traversing. You know, we have Neptune at Pisces at 29 degrees this year. And again, it's in my kit. You can find that when Neptune hits that 29th degree, you know, this as rich and rewarding and like the exhale that 2024 is, you know, there's still some really deep fundamental changes that are going on. But there's also something that feels super steady and focused and anchored for me as well, like the infinity sign, which is the eight turned on its sign. You know, this is the, is this the beginning? Is this the end? This is a never ending journey. And it feels, it just feels, you know, the tapestry feels rich this year. And so I really hope that you're plugging into that. I really hope that you're feeling just as fucking palpably excited about this year as I am. And if one day you feel excited and the next day you're tired, it's okay. It's okay. That's how I've been. It's all good. You know, so, you know, there's days where it's just like, I finally, you know, finally pulled my computer out and did a little bit of stuff. And then I'm like, oh, now I need a rest. And that's okay. You know, we still are in this nine energy. We've still got Uranus retrograde. Mercury is still in his shadow. We've got this huge undertone, like Hades himself pulling at our souls, pulling at our cells, screaming into our bones. Maybe you're physically exhausted. Maybe your body hurts. Maybe you've got aches and pains. Like, this is a big time, and maybe you're feeling it in your body. And it's, and again, it's because we're at the end of the end of the end. You know, these next few days are huge. Take stock, be deliberate, you know. Watch your projections, watch your anger, watch volatility, you know, be very mindful on the roads, because there's going to be some pretty unaware humans out there feeling a fuckload of stuff and not knowing where it's coming from or how to deal with it. Hopefully you're not one of those people. Hopefully this has given you insight to not be one of those people. But you know, when this sort of energy is culminating, unaware humans explode. Okay, so I hope that that's not you now that you're aware. But be very mindful of your own energetic projections. Be very mindful of the energy that you take into every situation with you. Because control and power, volatility, all those things are ripe. You know, I'm not, again, not going to lie, like they're ripe as well. Transformation abounds, but there's also, you know, trepidation as well. So be gentle with yourself, be discerning with where you put your energy, your time. And travel wisely. I want to say travel wisely. Trust what's coming up, darlings. Trust, surrender, let go. Let's welcome in this new paradigm. Let's welcome in this new world, Pluto in Aquarius. Buckle up, baby. Okay, darlings. Well, happy 2024. So happy to be back. Love ya.